You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Now,
yo,
Demi, you gonna put your headphones on?
That's not his brand.
Nah, I hate it. Demi, I hate it.
No headphones.
What was I gonna say? Yo, Marin Chaffer podcast episode 105.
Come on,
hold on.
Let's get this shit. You lot thought I was chatting shit last episode.
It's not a terrible song, but I really do not.
I listened to that song like 6 a.m. in the morning.
It's a good alarm.
And then, like, I didn't listen to it again.
It's fantastic.
Actually, again, and then that's it. Like, I only listened to the song twice on that day.
Apple need to make that a default setting. On
To be honest, anybody can make that into a ringtone.
On the ringtones.
I don't want to hear tap in the morning.
Have you heard his ad libs on the song?
Yeah.
He's down bad.
Give me that bitch.
Listen, man.
One daughter, but, you know, they're all my sons.
On God.
He was really spitting, man. Family Ties, you're back again.
Come on.
Yo, so, Main Chafford podcast episode 105.
Yes, sir.
Somehow you managed to make it this far.
Yes, sir.
It kind of feels, I don't know, 105 feels a
bit surreal, doesn't it?
But it does feel a bit monumental, I don't know. I'm quite a big believer in the number five anyway. But, 105, boys.
What does five mean to you?
I don't know. It feels very whole, you know? It's the first, like, in terms of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's the first of its like kind.
It's a thing at that point.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I don't know, I just always enjoyed the number five. Bit of a random topic. Do you guys have any, I know you'll say no. Do you have any lucky numbers?
No.
I knew you weren't going to play them games, man.
It's not even playing them games. I just have a different perspective about like different religions and different beliefs.
Are you into numerology?
The hell is that?
I think it's like a...
Nah, come on, man.
Let me finish what I wanted to say.
I'm not worshipping numbers, man. I'm sorry.
Yes, I do. But then there's the mathematical side of it. But yeah, I do believe that all these entities and things, they do exist and they do have powers. But there's one great God above all
things.
That's
quite interesting.
Yeah.
So you believe
it's my God
like,
that I worship. Your God ain't shit,
I hear what
bro.
You're saying.
Small G, big G. Eman G45 in the cut.
Oh, well, he's getting his A-list off.
Chibogwe.
Yep. Yeah.
But he's solid, the 4-5 ain't. He's solid. Yeah, yeah.
Black Mamba Dove.
There we go.
100%.
We're waiting for it. You missed all the cues. Yeah. Demi's like, brr, I'm just like... Cole
like,
Sanusi.
You know when Shaka and their man score and they do that celebration?
That's the Kosovo-ish. Shouts out to all my Kosovans.
Yeah, you know what time it is.
Cole Sanusi. Big 2L in the building. Don Corleone.
It's a fact.
The one and only.
Oh, yeah. The real is back. You already know what time it is. Ooh, it's 2 days. Ooh. If you don't know, then you better fucking get to know.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know what? I'm done with the politeness, the niceness and all that jazz. I'm over
it. Oh, yeah.
You only live once. YOLO and
that. YOLO or YOLT.
The hell is that?
You only live twice.
Who? Oh, God.
Blame Rick Ross.
Blame Rick Ross.
He called it that.
Oh, God. That is awkward. Oh, he's going to jail for that particular one. Anyway, I digress. First topic of conversation for today. We're just going to get straight into the shit, boys.
Let's go.
So you came up with the idea of, is it All Black TV channel?
Yes. So, not sure if you guys are aware, Channel 4 launched an initiative called Black to Front last Friday.
Okay, and is that when all them man were doing that morning show with, what's his name?
Mo Gilligan. And the other lady, I forgot her name. Apologies for not knowing her name. She's actually quite big out here. But from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, that all black TV. I missed it because I wasn't at, I was at work the whole day. But when I came home, it was mad because I was watching the last one on Unapologetic with ZZ and Yinka. But
that's dumb.
I'm not even gonna get into that. Yeah, I know you got a Yinka bag. You wanna get?
That's my queen.
But the amazing thing about it is when it went on break, the adverts were all black people.
Really?
All black. How did every single advert had black people in it? I couldn't believe it. I was amazed.
How did manage to pull that off?
I don't know.
What were they advertising?
Normal stuff. Normal stuff. It really like insurance, all that type of stuff, man.
I don't know how I feel about that, man.
I just thought it was like a... I know where you're going with this.
So the one time for you to be proud, you don't know what you feel?
Nah, man. Wow. It's just... It feels forced. Mm.
I liked it because it was like, in my head, I didn't know what was going on. But when I... when I realised what was going on, I was like, oh, no, this is... This is kind of crazy.
I don't need an all-black channel.
Do you know what kind of
crazy? I want us to just be in the mix. That's all I'm... We're not asking for... I'm not asking you for a whole fucking channel. That's ridiculous. I don't even know. Like, this could be ridiculous. I don't know if I want to see people that... Like, I want it to be real. Like, it feel authentic. I don't want it to...
That's just literally how white people feel that on a daily basis. That must be how
they see the world. I agree.
But like, that's the default things. You get a TV, yeah? You got to tinker with it. You got to turn the HDMI on. You got to turn the Bluetooth on to connect. Bro, that's just them.
Oh, shit.
Yikes.
What is it? What? Huh?
It stopped at 5 minutes.
Oh.
What the fuck? Nothing has changed here.
Where is that?
It stopped. Yeah.
It stopped, but it's continued as well.
I don't know what we lost.
You were just saying about it's them on TV all the time, innit?
Is it still working? That's the real question.
Yeah, stop it and then play it and then see what happens.
Oh my god. No, it's not working no more. There's no
there's no feed.
There's no wavelength. Yeah. Jesus Christ. All right, what? No, let's keep going.
We'll continue. Sorry,
it's
guys.
Picking us up.
Yeah, we just had a bit of a
technical difficulties.
Yeah. You already know how it is sometimes.
It's default settings.
Yeah.
You get a TV and it works out the gate. Mm-hmm. Out of the box. Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying though.
Yeah, no, and I just want us to be in those spaces for sure. But I don't know if I don't need a whole channel dedicated. It just doesn't it feels forced is what I'm saying. Mm. But maybe it feels forced because it's not the norm. And so it's something I should get used to. We should have our own channel. Huh?
You've never seen like Nollywood channels and stuff like that. Like where
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but I don't watch Nollywood, so that's not for me. I think what I'm trying to say is, it just feels a little bit backwards in the sense of we've moved away from that. It's not like civil rights where it was like you man have your own thing over there, and we do our thing here. Like it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah, you're making a point.
I feel hella sarcasm from the other side of the room. But can you elaborate? Then,
it just sounded like my hate. Like I don't want to see you niggas in just one room. Like I just want to see you niggas everywhere. Like
why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we be?
You calling Demi anti-black?
You know, you're for your people, but now you're not for your people.
I am for my people, definitely. Let's not do that. Like I think what I'm trying to say is. I do want us to be in every room. That's how the real impact is made. I the only people that are gonna watch that black channel, and fair enough, we're the ones that should be entertained by it. But I want us to be celebrities. I want us to be the biggest thing on the planet. Mo Gilligan could host anything. Should be hosting anything.
But he already is.
Yeah, but they don't need that. Like, and if you want to do that for Mo Gilligan, give him more opportunities, put him on Good Morning Britain, you know what I mean? Like, he's of that ilk, like, he's of that level, you know what I mean? I want to see us in the spaces where we can thrive. If you do that, you're really limiting the amount of people who can see you.
But you know what I think? I think something
Then we landed.
What is your thought process? Could you be sitting over there?
Nah, it just sounds like mad hate. Like,
but I'm not hating at all. I'm proud of everyone that's on there. I like everyone
in one place succeeding and smiling with each other and just.
Man said, "Who's that Negro on that name?"
But then the moment we see EastEnders, it's like, oh, the niggas have made it.
I've never said that a day in my life.
It sounded like what you were saying, but
I'm saying
until you landed, of course. Like, in order to become successful in a field of acting and entertainment, you have to make sure you are comfortable in every single situation.
Facts.
More importantly, you have to branch out. You can't just stay in one particular area, and that's the point.
The receipt is on there as well, isn't it?
Yes, they're all on
motion.
Those
are dumb talent. They don't need to be put. The reason why it's like you, man, go sit in your corner. Do your nigga shit over there. That's how I feel. Like,
my rebuttal is that sometimes I think we need to give Channel 4 a bit of credit.
No, I do. It's a very brave idea, and I appreciate them for doing it. But and they've obviously spoken to black people in order to do it. Like, you know, I'm probably in the minority of people with this mindset. Like, and I'm just saying, I don't want this to be me being a coon, because it's not. I want my people to do well. I feel like I don't want them to be. It feels like segregation. Like, you man do your thing over there, while it's still not the main thing on the channel.
The only reason why I go against that is because I think it's annoying. But sometimes we have to do this whole thing of making it. We've got to put it in their faces sometimes, because they won't recognize it if it's a part of the system, a part of what they do. They won't recognize it if it's Channel 4 News and then after that Mo shows on. Because they're like, who is this Mo dude? Whereas now, they're going to come in after their day of work, after their pints in the pub, and then they're going to want to put on Gogglebox. Then they're going to see Celebrity Gogglebox, and they're going to see Mo on there. And they're like, why is he on there? But then they realize, oh, no, these dons are funny. It's more so, I think I fuck with it because it's more so putting a light on it as opposed to it being, because I won't do this again, I don't think.
Was it just a one day thing?
I think so.
Jesus Christ.
And I think that makes so much sense, because if you continue to make it a day, that's when it becomes what you're saying, that it's, okay, you niggas, have this on this day.
Oh, that's literally what they used to do in the 60s. Like, you man, enjoy your, this is the Negro time, and you guys can have your music, and you can have...
Yeah, but if it's every single week, then it becomes that, because you know it's Negro Day. But it's not Negro Day.
That was literally a thing.
Yeah, but
like, my mum remembers that. Like,
yeah, I know. I'm following
you. Literally Negro Hour, and that was when they had their music, and like, I don't need that. We're so far past that as a society.
Exactly. Like, I understand what Demi's saying, but then also what Collins is saying is basically like, this information and this sort of content is not posted on every single channel. And for this to be posted up on one particular day, it's like, hold on a second. There's this channel here. There's this. It's showing this show. Who are these individuals? I want to get to know these individuals. Do you know what I'm saying?
And then from there,
it becomes now a situation of people will now want to go and engage with those individuals. And now it becomes a thing.
Not because it's black, but it's because it's good TV now.
Exactly. And also, from the TV, the business side, I believe they've done this as a tester. Just to see what the ratings are saying.
Yeah, no, I hear that.
So, like, if they can see that the ratings have gone up, and why have the ratings gone up? Okay, then they go on Instagram pages and find out, okay, what is the engagement? Who are these people that are actually going on these specific pages? Then they can say, you know what? Maybe we might need to take this TV show and actually launch it into this actual platform.
I completely.
And they've probably gone to the advertisers and said, on this specific day, we only want black individuals to see. And we want to see exactly if this is something on a business side that we can actually invest in heavily. Because a lot of people are turning around saying, oh, invest in black, but there's not enough information
behind it.
Yeah. So then with this is very much a sester.
I hear that.
I think High Life is going to be on again this week. So I think High Life...
I liked the idea of High Life. That feels...
That one's
more
easy. That
feels more natural. That's more digestible. Like a fucking whole, I don't know, man. I'm here for, and I hear both. Like, I obviously hear my side of the argument, and I don't think what you guys are saying isn't. It's got what's the word I'm looking for? It's got a basis. 110%.
No.
Like, and I know, we're all smart enough to know why they're doing it. I just feel I would rather see my people in those spaces naturally. It's the same way when they were doing up Idris Elba should be Bond, and I was like, no, I don't want to see Idris Elba be Bond. Like, let Bond be a white man. Let's go make our own thing, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
That was always my idea, and it didn't necessarily have to be let's go make our own thing and the whole thing is it's MI6 surrounded with black people. But it was like, let's go make, you know, a black man who's a secret agent and he's just doing what Bond would do. Do your own thing.
Yeah.
But for me, I just want to see them in those spaces because that's where they'll really be seen. Whether this, at the moment, I don't know how much, you know, traction or how much it was seen. So, I don't know.
I think where it comes from is a good place because
it
I think...
It is, 110%.
I saw what Mo was saying.
As well.
Yeah.
We can't
write off as where it stands. But what I saw, I think I was a bit of your thought, but then I saw a tweet from Mo and it kind of changed my perspective because Mo was like, there was a lot of bullshit last year. This time last year, we were pissed off. We were angry. And Mo himself went to Channel 4 and said, listen, I have good content here. I've got good intellectual property. I'm doing sick. But you lot ain't doing enough. And they acted upon that. So
That's why I was pleased with it. Because
piggyback
on your point, they've obviously spoken.
They've responded to it. They've responded to it.
You know when you can tell, like, it's a decision that's been made by a room full of white execs and they're not, you know,
to do that is bold and I appreciate it. And I think my only critique from my point of view is the show with ZZ, the Unapologetic Show. I thought it was good, but I don't think it suits a TV format. I only caught the last 20 minutes of
what
it.
What was the idea of it?
So, you know, the whole typical, you know, back and forth in the black community with, like, colorism, men, black men deeming whatever race, mixed race women a certain type of way. All those topics that are very hard to delve into. I didn't feel like it suited a 30-minute TV format because I felt
don't really
like
know about the partnership between I don't know I love both of them but I don't really know about how did they gel.
It wasn't gonna work and you know with Mandem in general we can't really talk on it, we can't, but when I heard the Mandem giving a POV I just knew it wasn't gonna go down well. Ooh, and you can and you know whenever you watch live
not
TV,
in 30 minutes as well
no and the thing about TV is when you watch it you can see the edit points so you can see my man was getting into his bag and then it was like done and then all you see is ZZ dunk on him and it's like oh
yeah
there's nothing you can
especially,
say
especially if there's a producer in your ear like,
I'm not capping for the man then but minutes. I know that topic will never run down on TV so that was my only complaint. I felt like that Unapologetic Show wasn't the greatest. The good hosts like ZZ's amazing, Yinka's amazing, but I just felt like that's probably more podcast, like long form content. I don't think it's TV content.
It's not a conversation I think you can have.
Nah, I don't think so.
But I mean, kudos to them, and I'll be watching it closely. I want them to win. At the end of the day, despite the opinion that I've given today, I'll be championing them if it ends up doing sick. But you know, that's just my stance on it, really, at the moment. That's all.
Yeah, Demi, you said a word right in this episode, right? And I was kind of bothered about this because basically, on the bonus episode, I asked you a specific question of if a queen had her own thing, her own situation, and you had to then, and she asked you to, you know, marry her. You made a joke. You never answered the question. You made a joke. You said, "What's a king to a god?" And you were sober, and the joke didn't bang. Now I'm going to ask you the question. Yeah. A queen. Would you marry a queen?
Yeah. I've always said yes.
What does it mean to marry a queen, though? She are we talking about hypothetical?
She has,
what are
okay.
talking about, practically?
Okay, today, a queen is loosely used, but basically, I would view a queen as somebody who's just patterned up. Everything's patterned.
But why wouldn't you? I thought that'd be the
yard done herself. The yard is done, everything's done, everything's
fam,
spectacular.
Why not
perfect.
Have one, in my opinion, in that sort of situation?
What, why not have one queen? Are you your.
I said, why not? I've won.
Oh, both.
right. I just want to clarify.
I can get them both.
Listening.
I don't want to choose.
I want both of them.
Nah, I would. Why not? I don't see. That's the aim, really, isn't it? Like, you're supposed. I don't know. Obviously, the idea to some people is that you come together and then you build it together. But if she's managed to do that on her own, it's a W to her. I wouldn't say no to that opportunity. I have no qualms, man. I'll be a house husband if need be.
A word?
Oh, easy. That's easy money, man. Got a couple grand, man.
You know what I'm laughing at? I'm laughing at the idea of Iman being a house husband.
That's never happening.
And he's wearing the apron.
Nah, that's never happening, man.
Yo.
When she's out, I'm busy. I'm being anything, fam.
Whoa!
Listen, you're hearing this now, like
live in the flesh.
If you make me listen,
it's not degrading. It's not.
No. My portion.
Man's got an apron
that.
On like Dexter's mom.
Now listen, my portion in life will never be that. Yeah, you might have taken a piss. You might have taken more.
Yo, that is sick.
And this is why I asked you that
what
question.
What you doing with all that ass?
Now listen, you might have taken me for more. I don't like this. I don't like this. How this was flipped? Because Demi, this is the life that you want
to. Yo,
the life that you want to have.
I'm
sick,
man. I'm not cool with that. It's not the portion. This is not my proportion. That's, I refuse it.
Nah, he's a bad guy for saying Dexter's mum. There's no need for that.
He man knows my heart.
Around the yard. No, fight that.
Listen, we didn't know who Dexter's mom was, but we knew she had hella cheeks, man.
Yeah, thicker than a snicker hair, Miss Bellum.
Yeah. Oh, listen, dog. That was the only reason why we watched Powerpuff Girls out here.
Miss Bellum was getting busy, man. And there was this episode, you know how her hair is kind of curly, and then she went in the pool and came out straight. I was like, yo, what time is it, man?
What are you trying to get into?
This is Watershed.
Listen, I... That's mad. Do you know what it is? My caveat is, how much money are you earning? If you are earning comfortably six figures...
I'm staying home. I'm not leaving.
I'm not leaving the yard. I'm sorry.
I'm not doing that. No.
For
I'm
what? Not leaving just the take yard. Listen, man.
I'm not more.
Davido.
Cool down, nigga.
I am no waste man to be out.
It doesn't make you a waste man. I don't know why you have these views.
It's not even. No.
I don't think it makes you. I just don't want you to have this opinion that would make you a waste man.
Listen. Imagine I invite you to our house. Yeah.
And what?
Her name, yeah. Let me not do that. Because at the end of the day, some people can buy houses and at the end of the day, you can build together, whatever. Cool. But imagine I invite you to the yard and then she says, Emmanuel, the bedroom is not cleaned.
But I don't, that's not.
No. I have to now stop this whole hosting and go and clean the bedroom. Am I a dickhead?
That's on you for being with someone that would do that in public. Because that's fucking foul. There's no way.
But listen, I'm taking that thought to the extreme.
Okay, well, I hear what you're saying, but no, you shouldn't.
Emmanuel, why isn't the food not done? I need that lasagna in 20 minutes.
I need that lasagna.
Pronto.
starts rapping like Drake, you know, when he's like,
I'm going to do yoga and I'm going to come back. I want that lasagna done.
Okay, let me. Why? But you're making it something that it's not. Like, I don't think that idea of that you have to cook and you have to clean. I think that would be expected.
You say house husband, bro.
I hear you.
So what? We're gonna get a couple of maids, and what am I gonna be there? Just out here for dick.
I hear what you're.
Just here. Out here for me.
Man's here to procreate.
Me only.
Yo, listen. 7 p.m. Nothing when but you're me. Ready, I'll give you a massage. Yeah.
Nothing but me. Yuck.
Two Red Bulls. That's it.
Listen, I think
we're done.
I think your concerns about being...
You know what it is?
My job is done as a husband. What?
It's not, though. It's nah. I don't have that opinion.
And then also, like, mask... Nah, I can't
be a
husband.
I hear that. I think we're different people. I don't think... Like, I think if you're a house husband, yeah, you might be expected to do the cooking and stuff because you're at home. But I don't think, like... You and your spouse should have an understanding between each other that's not... You can't talk to me like that. That's not how it's going to run. Like, dinner will be ready when it's fucking ready. You know what I mean? Like, what are we having? What conversations are we having? It doesn't mean people think that, like, moms or dads who stay at home have it easy.
I don't actually
like,
think of this in the way, like, a housewife would be. But there are certain characteristics and certain things that a housewife would
But you know what? Then
have,
I can't argue with that then because I know how you're built. I know how you're built, so that it's different because there's certain things you're just not going to stand for.
But there's the negative connotations of being labelled a house husband.
Labelled?
But I'm actually going against what you're saying because I think when people hear the term house husband, it means all you do is cook and you clean. But let's say
I don't cook, I don't clean. But let me tell you, I got this ring.
But let me say you are at home and you're not cooking and you're not even cleaning.
And you're not even cleaning.
So what are you doing?
I'm just watching highlights.
You're taking care of the kids. You might even be doing your job. You might be earning less.
I don't mind that.
Okay, but you can still be deemed a house husband if you're in that.
You can't be deemed a house husband because at the end of the day, I'm still working.
In the yard, yeah?
In the yard.
You're just saying strictly in the yard. No income.
She has to give me allowance.
You sit on her lap when she comes home.
Yeah.
Yikes.
How was your work, darling? Big man. That's
sickening, man.
No, listen.
I'm not toxic. I'm here for it. Listen,
have you seen that meme where the Don is sitting on the woman's lap?
Ladies, I don't mean this in a situation of like if it was vice versa, like the woman has to make sure she has to cook and whatever the case may be. Like, of course, I know that there is reality right now, but I just wanted to ask Demi, like, would he submit to the Queen's?
Yeah. I've told you, I'm comfortable.
listen, dog, six figures and I'm out.
Yeah, I'm chilling, man. I'm watching highlights on Sky Sports. I'm doing that, you know, when...
I would get bored very easily, bro.
Yeah, I think there's... You just but find ways... Like, if you're looking after the kids, and fair enough, they're at school 6 hours a day, but you'll find ways to fill that up quickly. And then it'll be... I'd imagine in that situation, it'll be your job to get them up, get them ready for school. That's your mornings done. Then you've got 6 hours to do whatever the fuck you want. And then you got to pick them up, get them, make their dinner, do X, Y, and Z. You're having a lovely life.
You man's disgusted.
I don't know, man. Nah, man. I'm watching.
You
on
know
pe-
what? She's the on more pe- I hear
she,
it.
She's on pizza and she's putting money in your pocket. Come on.
The more I hear it, I know I'm banning it right now, but the more I hear it, and the more I know, E-Man knows, the more I know who I am. I don't think I can do it. Nah, just because man. You can get really bored and you, the men's natural desire is to do shit. Like, create, do
but
shit.
I can't
subdue that.
I'm not saying I've never in this hypothetical situation said you wouldn't do anything. There's, let's say.
But what if you had to not? What if you have to not?
Then do I don't
nothing?
Know. You're making it hard for me because you guys know it's a W. Like, this is an easy dub. But I don't know.
But that's the reality. In certain instances,
and also like, go be a rapper. I don't know. Go studio.
The thing is, what you're saying is at the end of the day, you're going to find something to do at least to make money.
What I'm trying to say is, I think a house husband or some, his main priorities or his or hers main priorities would be to see to it that the home is in good shape.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do whatever you want after that, but that would be your main focus.
I think it's for set man. Certain man can do it.
Listen.
But I don't know if I can.
If she's earning peas and it's ridiculous, I'm why? Why? For what?
Listen, just get make Come sure on, the man. PS5 tight. You know what I'm saying?
Put me in the Benz, man.
Make sure you got all the Sky Sports all the Sky Sports channels, and you know what I'm saying?
And then when I'm in the gym, I'm out here just benching. Yeah. So what do you do? Like, what's your career? I'm a house husband.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dude,
why have you said that though? You do this sometimes. I'm like, why have you said it like that?
What do you mean?
I wouldn't say I'm a house husband.
But that would be the conversation.
But I don't. But you wouldn't have to use that word. You'd be like
house husband.
Is that that's the exact? To be fair, I know you don't like lying, so you will just verbatim say house husband. So I can't even argue.
Yeah, man, it's a lie.
You could flip it.
You know, I get like some money, you know, to buy groceries. I go being massive
groceries.
You know,
I go cost cut every now.
I walk the dog, then I trim the dog.
Groceries.
Shouts to all the dogs. Oh yeah, listen.
Shouts out to the dogs.
Yeah, my dogs.
Yeah. Shout out to my dogs.
I can
dogs.
See why some people actually love dogs. Yeah.
I saw a dog in your story and I was perplexed.
It's not Bermuda. My dog.
I love it whenever I see a dog in your story.
Oh, they're great. They're funny as fuck. When you guys meet them, they're so funny. Honestly, I will get one at some point. 100%.
110%. I'm here for a sausage dog.
Oh, they're funny as hell. I'd like one. I'd like one as well.
Them little shits, they don't know what they be doing. That's what I like dumb dogs, you know.
They just, their lives are so simple. Wake up, play, eat, shit, and then repeat the cycle.
They might be house husbands, you know.
There you have it. Guys, I have the question for the second topic.
Yeah.
Can you envision having
two queens?
No.
Two girls and they get along like I'm Lou Will.
Like I'm
Lou Will.
Well, a certain Dr. Umar Johnson.
I couldn't believe he pulled that off.
I don't know if that's a play or if that's legit. But let's just assume it's legit. Let's assume it's legit.
I beg your pardon.
Why can't you do it, Iman? Why can't you have two?
Why? Because I think
that's
I'm built to just to deal with one woman in my life.
I think most men are.
I'm not talking about having a wife and then like bear daughters. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about one woman that I will love.
A wife, yeah. A partner.
I've grown up in a Christian household, so like the thought of monogamy is very much ingrained in my mind. And then like, yeah.
What's the term for it when you have more than one wife? It's not polygamy, really.
I'm sure
is it specifically polygamy?
Yo, listen, if you know what it is, get out.
Let us know.
Yeah, it's definitely polygamy.
Okay. I thought polygamy is when you can just like have multiple period. Not specifically two, like you commit to those two. I think two is like dog.
Fam, it's hard enough trying to get one person, one girl to like you, and one and for them to pattern up, and then to try to get two, and then make them get, because you have to in this hypothetical situation, they have to get along, otherwise your house is gonna be hot as fuck.
In Western civilization, it's not happening.
Not at all.
Two women.
I don't even know how Lou Will pulled that off. Listen, you do it when you got the bag.
Like, ladies that are listening right now, you might be thinking, oh, how can I even say that? But like, I understand, yeah. Would you like your man to bring another girl? And you
No one's saying that. Would you? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, but this is the conversation. Yeah, but this is the conversation that we're having right now. Like,
another man. Fam. The house will be burnt. The house is burning.
No, someone's getting an RKO.
The house is burning.
Like, right now, I'm very...
The house is burning, bro.
In my apartment, yeah. Having, like, another man there... Like, having another individual live there is calm, but there'll be certain things that will just tick me off, yeah?
Mm.
So then now I have to share this man with my wife.
It's not even... I'm not even having that conversation.
The house is burning. That's my response.
Like, I come back from somewhere. I'm in my all-time high. You know, I'm there.
And set man's there already. Nah.
Set man's there.
Nah, dog. Can't be me.
The whole life is a competition.
Round of applause. Someone has to die. It might be myself. If it's not anybody else, it has to be me. Like,
she says, someone's going to die. I'm coming home. She says, I'm coming home, innit? For you. And then I come home and I hear this. Oh yeah, that's my mate John.
Two that's wives. Real sick. I think
that's my husband, but we share a wife.
Jesus Christ. What?
These things happen. Two wives. I just don't think the man them's minds. Like, we even struggle with one woman, bro.
You have to
do certain things that you don't even really want to do, but you're gonna do it because it's for somebody else, right? So imagine there's somebody else want you to do the exact opposite.
Yeah.
So then you pivot again to make that person happy. Then you're in a passive with the first one. Bro, you're going to lose.
And like what I just said.
You're going to lose by biology. I'm sure Lou Will's probably not with those two girls no more.
Nah,
you're going to lose.
Yeah,
and like,
there's
like,
an end date.
Like I just, what I said, like, I know like Western civilization is a bit different. I know I spoke to like a few Muslims and they're basically saying like how it may work for them. But in Western civilization, if that was the case of two women, what I just said about two men in the yard, like me having another guy and then I have to share a wife. Imagine having two ladies having to share me. Okay, let's say they're both housewives now. Yeah, what happens is the house divided. One person takes care of one side and the other, but it's now...
It's going to be a passer, man. Yeah. It's not. It won't work. And I think...
There's going to be moments where it's like, you're asking for it. You're dying for it.
I just don't know how Dr. Umar himself got himself in this situation.
I don't know, man.
That's 2 yards. Has to be 2 yards. There has to be 2 yards.
But what? I'm not going to go broke over this shit, man.
But then how does that even work? Because it's like, yo, listen, I'm going to sleep with this other woman.
Do they get along? Are they mates? Are they brethren?
Yeah, babes, I forgot about you, you know. I'm going to come back to you. Like, nah, it's mad.
It's got an expiry date, man. That shit always has an expiry date.
Like, how do you share yourself with two women
you
that you're going to spend for the rest? Like me, when I think about marriage, I think about
the rest of your life, yeah.
Of course, there's a divorce rate where it says otherwise, but life. Deep it. Like, you're going to sleep with one woman for 6 months, and then the other week, you're going to say, yeah, babes, I think it's you this week.
It's her turn now.
Yeah, it's your chance. Yeah, turn it up. I know.
Homeboy said, my time is now. John Cena.
Nah. Time's up, John Cena. Come on, dog.
Nah, it can't work. It's impossible.
Right now, in my mind, it cannot compute. If there's anybody out there who's married to two...
We would love to have you on so we can just talk about how you're living and breathing right now.
Yeah.
And how you're not dead.
The key question being how you're breathing. I don't know how you're putting that show.
I understand like how someone might have like a sighting, like a mistress, but they're married. I can understand that.
Even that gets the house hot, man. That mistress is killing
you. Yeah, it gets the house hot, but I wouldn't want to get involved in
that. But there's more logic behind that than as opposed to being fully committed.
Yes.
I know where you're going with
this. You're here for that moment and I know exactly what your purpose is.
You have a role to play.
Sounds mad, but yeah, you have a role to play and it sounds mad, but yeah, you're only here for that moment. Boom.
You can't have two mains when you don't get two mains when you go to a restaurant.
People will be...
It's as simple as that.
Give me marriage a la carte.
Please.
Yeah. Nah, it's fucked, man. I can't. There's no way I could. I'm sorry. It's not for me. Again, it goes back to my point.
It's not for me. Yeah.
It goes back to my point. It's hard enough to being in a relationship with one person has its difficulties. Imagine experiencing all the things you like are going through with one of your missus, and then you have to transfer that and do it again with someone else twice.
Doomed.
That makes Dr. Umar Johnson a hypocrite, because his whole child psychiatry philosophy is like,
solid black unit, solid home.
Home, yeah. It gets thrown out the window. I don't think he's genuine. I don't think he's legit. But
I can't wait
real,
to see how it unfolds, because yeah, he looked very happy, and they were both like dancing with him,
just as happy.
Exactly.
He's pulled it off, man. If there's anyone that could do it, it's got to be him.
It has to be.
It needs to be him.
he's a one of a kind.
He's one of my favorite people online.
I don't think he's mentally strong for that. Like, not to try and power him off. I just don't.
I don't know if anybody is.
Yeah, not being mentally strong enough for that is just like being a normal.
You could understand.
That's hard as hell, boy. That's fucking insane.
Like, women, we love you. Of course we do. It's not a slight on women, but
it's not. I think it's not a slight on anyone. It's the same thing like what we said.
Vice versa. You know what I mean? It's just we're not built for that as humans.
Nah, no way. No.
We're not built for
fuck that.
Not at all.
So, what's the third and final topic for this episode?
It's a good ass question. So, I can't even remember what I said to you. That's how much of a whirlwind today's been.
Would you wear a dress?
No, sirree.
No, I wouldn't wear a dress. But if you want to wear a dress,
do your thing, innit, man.
Knock yourself out, sir.
For real, dog.
Someone's getting knocked out if someone doesn't.
Man like Russell Westbrook wearing dresses. Listen, do your thing, dog.
He's a really masculine man, bro. And then all of a sudden he's wearing dress. Like,
I don't think it ruins your masculinity. Not to me, anyway. I can't do it. Yeah, I won't be doing it.
It's the image. It's like, what are you doing?
Let them do their thing, man.
It's not even like a Scottish kilt where it's like, this is obviously a kilt.
You know what, E-man? That's cap. It's the same thing. It's a skirt. When Kanye was coming.
Don't do that.
Listen,
Scottish,
I love
man.
My Scottish people. All my Pickney them. I love you, man.
All my Pickney them.
I know you don't have a Pickney, but I love you Scottish people.
No bother.
Brother, when Kanye came out with that kilt, he was trying to wear a skirt. And you know what? Let's call a spade a spade. I don't even want to even be that done. If you want to wear that, knock yourself out. I won't do it myself.
No, I'm talking about the traditional style of a kilt.
Like, yes, but it looks like everything. A skirt. It is.
You're in Scotland.
You have the air between your nuts.
You're in Scotland. You're doing your thing in Scotland. And I
you're
see
doing
you're just doing like the traditional thing. Like, you know how people will go out there in like India, they go throwing paint in the air. Yeah.
Yeah.
The dry paint. Like, I understand that. Yeah. I don't want to see you in the UK on Halloween just throwing paint in the air.
Why not? Why not?
It don't make sense.
There's no rules, bro. Nah.
Let them listen.
Also, don't celebrate Diwali. Not in my UK. Yeah.
Listen, man. People, we're coming to a point in life where people want to do what they want to do. I know, obviously, it gets a bit murky, and I think, you man didn't laugh.
I didn't hear the joke. Sorry, man.
Oh, yeah.
probably for the best.
And I know it will come with growing pains. Even myself, when I'll be candid. When I first saw, like, you know, man didn't wear dresses, I was confused. But I just think
I'm not doing it. But do your thing, innit.
You know, if that's what you want to do,
yeah, that's how I've always
knock
that,
yourself
but,
out.
Yeah, for
it?
Real.
It doesn't impact my day.
No.
And like seeing somebody on that specific topic on the Met Gala, seeing somebody like Lewis, champion that, I respect it because.
What did he say he was wearing a skirt? Cause
no, so the story with Lewis is, I think Iman, you know this as well. Basically, he got dragged a few years ago because his cousin or his niece or nephew, it must have been his nephew, was wearing a dress, and he posted a story online saying, "Why are you wearing a dress? Yeah. Like, it's not a masculine thing."
Mm.
And he's come full circle now and said, "You know what? I'm gonna support people who do the different out of the box type thinking fashion. I'm gonna wear it, and I'm gonna just." Champion it because he realized at that moment, like his way of thinking was, you know, a bit.
But we can all learn as well, yeah.
Yeah, that. and that's why I rate Lewis even more for it because he went out of his way. Okay, he didn't wear the full dress thing; he wore like a quarter dress thing. But I respect him for actually putting himself out there. No, it's hard to explain the look. You know what I'm trying to say, man. It was like a quarter dress, half. Oh,
that
Scala
shit is disappointing, man. Because I'd be liking that shit. I'm here for it. Like, the rich.
Why was Kim looking at Noob Saibot, bro?
She got me so mad. She was fucking.
To be honest, like, I really liked what Lil Nas X was wearing, like the gold.
Yeah,
gold
he was on his he was in his bag.
Man was looking like C-3PO.
Honestly, man.
I'm sorry if I get this podcast cancelled.
Honestly,
bro. I love Lil Nas X. I like that. Nigga, like, do your thing.
His album cover.
No, what is it? Is it him in the Demi's inconsolable?
Bro, man. So, man. They just need to be...
You look like C-3PO, bro.
Nah, man.
I ain't even gonna cat. I'm not even saying it to take the piss. He was gold like C-3PO, bro. You know what I'm talking about. Is that such an outlandish thing to say?
It's funny because it's so true. I didn't even put the two and two together.
Brother, when because he was wearing three layers, isn't it? He wore one layer.
That first layer was hot as fuck. I know that boy was dying in the limo.
And then I saw the second layer because I saw you posted it. I was like, yo, what the fuck's going on here?
Oh, my stomach hurts.
Wait, listen, shout out to Lil Nas X, bro. Oh, shit.
That's the name of the episode.
Listen, I respect it. I respect it, man.
I really like him. He's just a troll. Like, there's no other way about it. Like, he's in his bag right now. I'm not listening to the album. I'll probably give it a spin, but I enjoy the kid.
Yeah, the Met. I don't know. The Met.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, it is a bit much sometimes, but he makes good music and he's a funny bloke. And if he's dressing like C-3PO, he's got. Because that's so funny,
bruh. I couldn't unsee it. I could not unsee it.
Just wait until the album cover, bro.
Yeah, I know. I do think he does too much. Sometimes it is a little attention seeking, but I think sometimes his antics can be hilarious as fuck.
Did you lot see ASAP Rocky's costume?
My guy thought he was coming to smoke a dude.
Explain.
I understood it. So
explain, please, because I had
a conversation with Ree Strange.
Man said Ree Strange.
Yo, don't shout out
to Ree's King.
Ree's King.
Jesus.
Shout out to Ree Strange as well. If you're listening, I don't think you're listening.
I don't know where he's at. I don't know where you are. Shout out to him.
Listen. Good brother though.
Good guy.
I had a conversation with Ree's King and we were just talking about like the Met Gala, like certain dresses and stuff. Now with it was an American theme.
They failed on that though, but I'll let you land.
What ASAP Rocky was wearing was like a blanket, right? But even with Kanye West on the second show that he did for Donda, he wore a jacket, but the jacket looked like a blanket.
Right.
So the blanket theme as well, of it being extended and it being long, especially for like the men's skirt. Like this is all in season. It's just that men them are not touching skirts. I saw Conway the Machine touch skirt.
Say what?
Yeah, but this wasn't in the Met Gala. He was just wearing skirt.
Damn.
So I was really taken back. I was like,
yo, my man thought Griselda could be over.
For a real second,
you man dash CD at the car.
This is saved.
You man dash a CD at the car.
Big man ting here. I was there like,
oh shit.
And then I was listening to a Skepta song where it's just like, what's the song?
Is it recent?
Yeah, how they gonna lift my skirt when I never wear no dress? Something along those lines. I was just thinking, Conway.
Listen, dog, it's a new day. Let people do what they got to do.
No, that Met Gala shit was funny, man. Fucking AOC, I love her. And she's an absolute beauty, but that tax the rich shit was. Listen, I like the Met Gala. Rich people go be rich. Like
we're not angry at you for it.
But don't go to the...
That's a charitable event. So it doesn't make sense.
Don't be rich already and then say tax the rich. Tax yourself, you dumb... Oh, I don't know, man. Ooh. Shit like that. It just irks me, man.
Ooh. Misogyny?
Say misogyny, man.
Demi
I got bougie
episode.
Wood.
Jeez.
I don't know. Shit like that irks me, man. It's not even done right. Like, what Lewis did was 10 times, you know, that's how you should do activism. Yeah. Fucking wearing a t-shirt that says, of tax the rich. Right? Like, you're a politician. Go see to it that shit happened.
Did you see what Frank was wearing? No, his outfit was cool.
It was the baby that
spun me. I don't know what was going on there.
I thought it was funny.
I think it was meant to be comical.
I don't know what he's on.
Yeah.
Drop an album.
Just stop this and
give us. I thought it was funny, but it was just like, whatever, man.
Listen, dog.
Yeah, no, I was not here for it. I think...
American, though. Because of all, like, the young kids, they always carry, like, babies and stuff. Like, I get it, but it's just...
Yeah, I don't know what he's on. Apparently,
there's been some card. No way we're going to let this go past.
What?
Nicki Minaj, my darling.
What was she wearing?
She didn't go, but her... yo.
That's Hall of Fame Twitter. That is Hall of Fame. I was going to end the episode here because we're going to do another, but that is Hall of Fame.
Swollen balls. What else? Yo.
Did you see it? You definitely need to see it. Or some kind of.
I definitely put it in your. I think I put it in the chat.
Did you see the health minister of. Or somebody of high importance in Trinidad came out to say, this is not true. We refute all of these claims. Listen, Nikki is one of the funny, unintentionally funniest people
ever. I couldn't believe that ever. Tweet.
Oh, she's so tweet. Funny. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Swollen balls. I said, yo,
excuse
this
excuse me?
This is, oh my God.
Nah.
She's a funny lady. That tweet was just...
I don't think she does it intentionally either. I genuinely felt she was being honest. And she thought people would give her an honest response. But, you know, 90% of people are going to cook you online for that.
She deserved every cook she got, man. I have... Me and him, we've had discussions at length about get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine. But E-Man's never come to me with bullshit. His reasoning's always been from a sensible place.
Oh, if you should see the videos I have of individuals getting the vaccine. But like even certain presidents, like people in power, like they get the vaccine, it's like you never. It's like some people are genuine banter, to be honest. Yeah, like you know what they'll do? They'll get a syringe that's already been pressed, so yes. There's nothing inside. They'll just put it there, and they'll just pull it out and say, "Yeah, I got a vaccine." I've seen a video of one specific guy. He puts basically the liquid onto like a cotton thing, squirts it on there. Makes it look like he squatted on the arm and then it says, yeah, you're free to go. So I'm seeing things different. But
I hear that. But like at least our conversations have always been...
But
they've been
guess
placing.
What? There's no vaccine passports for clubs. For the clubs, but for the pubs. Listen, do you know that scare tactic?
But, Boris wants the money, innit? Thingy,
there's a lot of money in it.
Yeah, in Wales, I think they're doing it. I think in Wales they're doing
vaccine it. Passports.
Vaccine passports. So yeah, but I think because I think Wales, like everything
Wales,
else,
Wales.
But like all the home nations have their own identity to do it. Yeah. So I think they can choose or not me to do it. But I think obviously if we, I don't know if there's specific money in it, but there is money behind getting your PCR, getting your lateral flow. Yeah. You have to buy that shit.
Is Wales a country or a state?
It's a country.
It's a country. So they can govern themselves. Same way Scotland will
I know
ask
Scotland
for
is a country, but
that.
I remember having a conversation with somebody and she said that.
I think it's murky waters. It's murky waters, but they can govern themselves. Hence why Boris himself said, England, yeah, we're not going to do it. But it's because they know. Yeah. And I think we're a little bit ahead of schedule as far as like people being vaccinated. So I think they're going to do it as long as they can. But don't put it past them if they decide
to. If you want to get vaccinated, go get vaccinated. You know where to find the information. If you don't want to, hold tight. You know what I'm saying?
If you don't want to do it and not get your balls swollen.
She's going to jail for that, man. Then, I think she should go to jail.
If she has evidence, then...
What's she going to do? Put her cousin's balls on on Instagram?
Homeboy, on Twitter, maybe.
Oh. Homeboy had chlamydia, man. Let's just call a spade.
Man said his wedding got cancelled. I said, Nikki, come on, darling. You're better.
Our
wedding
this.
Weren't happening anyway.
You're better than this. Oh, mate, what a
She's in
situation.
Love with her husband because that boy is a dirty boy and
yikes.
She has protected him.
Yikes. All that shit is just yikes, man.
Fucking Boris yikes. Johnson saying, I'm not familiar with Nicki Minaj, but I'm familiar with Nicki Hussein.
Man said, man said the only Nicki I refer to is Nicki Hussein. I said, fuck this guy. I know he had this in his notes.
For real?
Dickhead guy, bro. He looked bare gas when he was saying
Nicki's
it, isn't it?
Nicki's going to do a stupid bar about that.
He's the paras, you know. He's actually
he was big.
Paras.
Like, you could see the excitement in his face.
He
I
was
hate
ready
that
to
guy,
drop
bro.
That.
He's like, Nicki Minaj, yeah. But, I
can't
don't
wait
that,
for Nicki's
Nicki.
Bar on that.
Yeah.
Not that guy, bro. Anyway.
Anyway, yes. Music.
Music
selector.
Inspector.
This is probably
selector.
One of my favourite songs ever.
Say word.
Mothers.
What is it?
It's by The Game. This song is... oh, that's not supposed to be playing.
See you soon, 3D.
Are you ready to go?
The song is Where I'm From. Old classical tune.
I'm
surprised he never sure got a video. Yeah. It was the first song I was just like, I heard Nate Dogg and then The Game was just speaking. Like he weren't dropping bars, but he was speaking and it was just like, yeah.
Oh, cool, I like that. Cool, I like that.
You like your likey?
Do you know if this is in the playlist?
No.
Go on.
It's Masego Navajo.
Yeah, I put it. I must have put
yeah,
it in
I would
there.
Have thought
I must
so.
Have put All it right. in there.
Well, I'm going to go for Dealer by RMR featuring Future and Little Baby. Dealer this song goes hard as fuck, man. I put it in the group chat earlier today because I thought it was that sick. But Dope. It's a really good song.
I'll give it a listen for sure.
In 3D.
Yeah, I'm giving it a massive cosign.
That's dope. I'll give it a listen at some point for sure. My choice, I'll keep it home. I'll keep it home. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put on Jay Gully's song, New Shape. It's a good song. He was building the anticipation up for that for a while. He hadn't dropped anything since Holy War. I think Holy War was still a phenomenal song. Glad he's back out here. I just wanted to put more music out. Come on and kick it with us anytime soon, my brother. But yeah, New Shape by Jay Gully.
Love it. Alrighty then. Episode 100.
That was fun, man. I enjoyed
it. C3PO, man. That shit was funny as fuck. I ain't forgetting that in a hurry, man.
Dog. All right, cool, man. Follow us on all socials. Hashtag MIC Pod. Just join the conversation. Drop us a review. Show some love. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And yeah, catch us every Tuesday.
Bye. Jesus Christ.
Bell.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.